This is Holly.
Holly, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Hi, I am so sorry.
It's okay, doll. We all run into
I had a huge work project on Friday, and I
it's all good.
Blew through it.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Well, did you make the project, though?
I got it all done. Actually, I had a couple of issues that my boss just went through the two last little things with me, so I'm good.
Oh, see, doesn't that feel amazing to have that off your plate?
It was like a month-long project, and I put it all off until, although my colleagues all did too. So
to the last 5 minutes, that's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I really do apologize, though, because people blow me off all the time because I'm in sales too. And I just wanted to apologize to you.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you responding, that you had a big project and I completely understand. But I do appreciate the apology because, as you know, in sales, like 9 out of 10 times, they don't give a care,
Right. I do. And I do it all day long, right? I'm in sales just like you.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Is this a good time?
Something on the books. Yeah. Let's just do it now if we can.
Cool. I have everything. I'm going to go over it with you verbally, but I also have an email address here of taskmanagers411@gmail.com. Is that correct?
It's taskmasters, and that's
masters.
My husband. Can you send it to mine? Because
I
don't have access to his, and I'm just kind of starting to take this over for him.
Okay.
So if
masters.
I could see it too, and then I'll review it with him.
Of course.
Yeah. That's
go
okay.
ahead.
Yeah. So mine is, I'll give you my work one because I'm going to lump this into work as opposed to my private. So my work one is Holly, H-O-L-L-I, mm-hmm. _ Snyder, @comcast.com.
Okay. Comcast. Yep, it's accurate. I've got it. Okay. I didn't manage to misspell anything. We're going to be okay. Okay. It's going to come over as Google guaranteed. It's going to have the locked, it's going to have every detail that I'm going to verbally explain to you. And it's also going to have the locked in rates. So, as I'm going through the notes here, it looks like you've spoken with multiple of our agents, but the primary one that you've spoken with regarding this was Catherine. Is that correct?
I was working with Catherine. My husband told me he worked with Lily mostly.
Okay. Those
but
are two really great over, which is only
both, last week. Yeah.
Yeah. And both of them are great. Both of them are fantastic. If you're working with anybody, obviously, other than myself, no. But as far as customer service goes and that, those are two of the very top performers that we have. And I'm glad that you experienced with them. So I'm going over my notes here, and she said that she did let you know that there's an application fee. How much do you know about Google Guaranteed? Let's just start there.
Nothing. Not about what you do.
Okay, cool.
I do. Yeah. So I know nothing.
What do you do?
I work for Comcast. I sell digital advertising and television, video, video marketing.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. That sounds like a much tougher sale.
once people do it, they never really stop. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I guess it's just getting them to pull that initial trigger, huh?
Exactly. But once they do it, because it works really well, they almost don't stop. So that's a good thing.
I love that. Okay. So Google Guaranteed is up at the very, very tippy top of the page. Okay.
So where do I need to go?
Or
are you sending me something?
I already sent you everything. If you look in your email, it's going to be labeled Google Guaranteed.
Send it to my Holly, the one I just gave you? It's not here yet.
Yes, ma'am. I sure did. Check your promotional mail because we've never had correspondence. Make sure I didn't misspell anything here. That happens. HOLLI_ Snyder, SNYDER.
Yes, @comcast.com.
Oh, God. I got it right.
I don't have it in my junk either, in my trash. Right now.
Maybe it's just taking a minute. It tells me it was sent.
I could tell that my neighbors, I know that they got Comcast. Hold on, I'm going to try to give myself and I know that my internet went out for just a brief second,
mm-hmm.
but it seems to have been on. So let's see. I'm just going to say test. You can go ahead and send it to my personal too. It's fine. I just sometimes when I like to separate what I'm working and what I'm doing.
I don't blame you.
Personal stuff.
One best. Yeah. Here. I don't know why it wouldn't go here, but go ahead. Give it to me.
It's my personal. It's kind of the same, but it's just H-O-L-L-I-S-N. Oh, there you are. I see you, Amy. Okay.
Is that me?
Took a minute. Yep.
Okay.
I got you.
Cool. Let me refresh that. Okay. Beautiful. So once you open this up, so the thing that I want to tell you about Google Guaranteed, it's a service that's available in certain categories for certain areas. It's not a service that's opened up to all categories in all areas across the United States. It's an elite service. It is a pay-per-lead service that Google put together to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So,
okay.
Did you experience anything through Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, Thumbtack, anything like that?
You know, I don't know, because my husband was doing it all, and he can't do it all. So
it's a lot
like
when you're working and doing it. Let me see here. He had Home Advisor. It looks like he had Home Advisor at some point.
Okay.
Let me go in here. Okay.
That might have been the one that made him mad. I think that one made him mad.
I can guarantee you it is. That's why. Uh-huh. And the reason I bring it up is not because this is the opposite of that. So a brief tutorial. The way that Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Angie's Leads, these companies work is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads section. Google Ads are sold to large corporations and small to medium-sized business owners all the time. Okay? Google Ads, what the point of these large lead source services purchasing these positions is they purchase a position in any particular area. They will advertise top 25 contractors, top 25 electricians, handymen, cleaning services, whatever it is, right? So then the consumer goes in and says, oh, okay, pick your contractor, pick your handyman. Okay, all right. They don't know that by them clicking on that and going in to do that, that that's going to trigger their information to be sent out to multiple contractors. Each contractor has to pay whether or not they get the job. Each of them are haggling and kind of beating each other over the head and kind of like, oh, well, the last guy told me $27, you know, and like this, right? And the lead cost, it fluctuates in addition to that. So everything that people hate about that service has been rectified with Google Guaranteed. Because Google, as the key holder, obviously, as the master, right, has heard from multiple consumers how unfair it is, right? There's even, the FTC is even suing a Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, because it's basically fraud. Like, they're promising something that they're not able to produce at all, right?
So, like, for instance, if I filled out something and I haven't done it in years because it's been such a shit show,
mm-hmm.
or a mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what your mortgage is going to be, and then all of a sudden I have 45 people calling me.
Yes, and the kicker is,
okay.
is on top of that, not only are you, as the person who just wanted a little bit of explanation and help, like, irritated because you've got six or seven companies calling you, right, offering to come out and give you a bid, trying to give you an estimate, but in it, you don't even know that each one of those 45 got charged a lead fee just to receive that phone number without any guarantee or any work that it was actually going to be a quality lead. Like, you were just dipping your toe in to get some numbers. You weren't,
right.
you don't even have
yeah.
your down payment yet together yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're literally
yeah.
just looking around. But these guys had to pay the piper for it. You see
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
It
yeah.
is. So everything yeah. that you hate about that has been turned around. So, A, there's lead exclusivity. That is probably the primary complaint of every other pay-per-lead service, is the leads are not exclusive. You're sharing the leads and, of course, lead costs and having to pay for leads that are unqualified. So what Google has done is they built Google Guaranteed. A, Google Guaranteed is guaranteeing your company as a service provider to the general public. What does Google Guaranteed mean? It means once you've gone through their vetting process and the application process, then Google is going to advertise your company with the Google Guaranteed badge. If you've opened my email, then you will see a series of companies that are different categories, and this is what the Google Guaranteed badge looks like. Okay?
Okay.
So
So your company would show up at the very tippy top of the page above the Google Ads in the very, very first search result under Handyman. Okay. Now be advised that under Handyman, Holly, is multiple categories. So we can even be very specific with the different services that he's providing. Say, for example, that he only wanted to come up for interior painting as a handyman. He is only going to get interior painting as a handyman from the Google guaranteed portion of your guys' program. Now, the other portion of the program will still advertise him for all other keywords that we have associated, but this is very specific target marketing, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, first things first, there's lead exclusivity. So all of the calls go through a Google call tracking phone number. What happens is once you're approved as a Google guaranteed provider, your business is going to show up there as a top recommended option. Clients are going to go to Google. They're looking for the different keywords. They're looking for the different services. They click on the Google guaranteed. They can go through. They can click on your profile, which with HomeAdvisor, even if they clicked on your profile, it generally charged you something. Okay? They can click on your profile, no charge. They can look at your website, no charge. They can even reach out to you directly. There's not necessarily a charge, because those calls are recorded. So the reason that Google is recording those calls is because they do not consider every call a qualified lead. What Google considers a qualified lead is if you give estimate over the phone, which is more and more rare these days based on what you guys are offering, that it's usually setting an appointment with the client. So that is considered a quality lead. Okay, because you've gotten through the process enough with that individual on the phone. You've determined if they're actually legitimate and what's going on. You've set appointment to go out and give estimate. That's what Google considers a quality lead. If it's a sales or solicitation call, you are not charged. That's not a quality lead. If it's a person seeking employment with your company, that is not a quality lead. You are not charged. If it happens to be a service that he does not provide and it is not listed in his services of what he provides, then he's not charged. If he gets a call for a service that he does not provide and he chooses to take that lead on, then yes, he would be charged. But if he's called out for like underwater basket weaving, obviously that's not even a real thing. Like, he doesn't offer that. You know what I mean? So he's not going to be charged. If it is outside of his service radius and he declines the job, meaning it's not listed on his Google guaranteed profile, which with Google guaranteed, you can target up to the entire state that you're in, if you choose to, then he is not charged. He's literally only charged for what is considered a quality lead. Okay?
Okay.
Google also acts as a partner to your company. So in addition to them giving you quality leads, what they're giving the general public is they're saying, listen, this company right here, this company has been vetted. They've been tried and true. Google has gone through every background check and possible scenario, and we are backing this company with all of our might, up to and including even putting their money where their mouth is for taskmasters, meaning that they will back your company with an additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client on top of whatever you already have for the business. So in the event that there was a complaint or there was some type of situation and that comes back to Google, okay, Google's going to pay out to that client because they're vouching for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, what happens with this is it's about a 4 to 8 week process for the application. The application itself is $250. It's non-refundable. The application goes for application fee. It goes for processing. It also goes to go ahead and get the background check done on husband and any face-to-face employees that you guys deem appropriate to go on to the application. So if he has any face-to-face employees that he trusts enough and sends out on their own that are going to be dealing with clients for the Google guaranteed leads, then you're going to want to put them on the application. If it's not and he primarily handles that and then farms the work out, great. It's really just dependent on how you guys work that within the business. But the application itself takes a minimum of 4 weeks, maximum of 8 weeks. I have seen it happen even sooner than that, but that's what I'm required to tell you because that's what the terms and conditions state.
Okay.
Once that's been completed, then Google does require a minimum monthly budget for 13 Google guaranteed leads per month. The cost per lead for your services and what you guys are providing there in the service radius. Let me see here. I just had it. Where did it go? $52 per lead. Yeah. It's $52 per lead. Your minimum monthly budget is $678. So that's going to give you 13 Google guaranteed leads at $52 a lead. That lead cost does not fluctuate. It doesn't rotate. It doesn't change. It doesn't go up. It's locked in. The last time that Google changed their pricing was 2018. I haven't seen them change it in a very, very long time. In the event that they did change the pricing, you're made aware of that before any leads are charged. It's not just an automatic charge or anything like that.
Okay.
So what happens is after you've gone through the vetting process and you're a Google guaranteed provider, we then call you and say, okay, Holly, Jerry, we're ready to activate the lead budget. At that point, then they're going to ask for the 678. That's going to register you for 13 leads per month. Approximately 3 leads per week. You are in the driver's seat. You have the ability to increase those leads if you would like to have more than 13 or more than 3 leads in the week. You'd like to kind of expedite that, take 6 or 7 in a week, then we can increase the flow. You can always increase in the dollar amount as well once you see how well it's working and say you want, you know, 24 leads per month or whatever the case is. That price point isn't going to fluctuate or change on you. Your price point's going to stay the same. Now, in the event that he got, you know, enough business in the first couple of weeks and he wanted to pause it, you have the ability to do that as well. The remaining lead budget is going to roll over to the following month. It's not automatically charged. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
You also get tracking and reporting on the entire system, so I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for this particular portion of the service. You also have Ivan, and Ivan is the technician that is the Google guarantee guru, basically. He's our go-between between our contact at Google to help process these applications and get everything moving forward. And he is another individual who would be helping you with this process as well. You do get analytics on the entire package, and you're able to access the phone calls and everything through the local splash dashboard in addition to what you guys already have with us.
Okay.
Okay, what are your questions?
So, well, I don't really have any questions. All this makes sense. My husband is just a one-man show. He does have people he calls when he needs help.
Mm-hmm.
But I think 13 in a month would be maybe too much for him on top of what he's already doing. So, secondly, you know, some leads are big, right? So if he gets a big lead and it's for a kitchen remodel, that could take him 2 weeks. He doesn't need,
then
you know,
he can pause it. Yeah. Then he can pause
well,
it if,
also
he, if
what
that's
I'm
the case.
Is that some leads, depending on what they are, $52. So he might have a guy that calls him and says, I need you to come change all my light bulbs. And it's a 2 hour. And he charges $85 an hour, right? So that's $190.
Right.
He's going to charge. 52 is a lot out of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost
25%. Sure. Agreed.
So I don't know if it makes sense for him. If he's pretty busy anyway.
Okay.
I guess is my point. So I'm not sure, but I do want to talk to him about it. I understand it. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would like be able to specify things because there's certain things he doesn't want to do. They're hard on his body.
Yeah.
So maybe there is some, you know, value to specifying different things. But I just don't know. You know, honestly, because I know he's busy all the time.
That's
which is
beautiful.
Why I'm taking this over. And I don't know if we can, if this would work for him.
Okay. Okay. Well, and the cool thing about it is that it's all still done month to month like the current program is. You know, I think out of the past 4 years that we've been offering this service directly for Google, there's been maybe twice where the person got so overwhelmed that they said, you know what, take my lead budget and go ahead and convert it over into the monthly. I want to stop the Google Guaranteed Program because I'm just too darn busy. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But again, we're able to work with you on that. And having that Google guaranteed badge of approval is only going to solidify his position and programming as it is already. It's going to obviously increase. I hear you loud and clear. He's a one-man band, and it's all about quality when you're a one-man band. Even if you're outsourcing here and there, you've got your couple of guys that you work with that you know that you can count on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have this, if, like you said, if you have those bigger jobs and things like that, it's very rare that you get the light bulb change or the door knocker guys, in a situation like this. I haven't had a lot of complaints like that, but I understand what you're saying. It does have to make dollars in order to make sense. But the cool thing about it is again, that you are in control of the situation. And if it was a situation like that, we would have the ability to try to rebuttal it with Google outside of what the call recordings show. Like, hey, this really didn't turn out as expected, or this or that. And we've had them refund in those events as well. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Other than that, I think it seems like a great program. Obviously, Google sort of runs everything. They do it for me, too. but I just would have to ask him. I don't even really know how busy he is right now. So if I'm being honest, at the, you know, the holidays came, he was, you know, balls to the wall until Christmas Eve. And then he got a little bit freaked out because the call started coming, but now he's not home again. And so I'm assuming he's busy.
He might be fishing. You never know, huh?
No, I don't think he did that. But anyway, so that I just don't know how many leads he really needs. He does have a good reputation. People do like people pass on his name.
I bet.
And you know, I know that, you know, showing up, you know, when you search is the most important thing for his business, along with the Google reviews.
Right.
So I got to ask him before I would.
Absolutely. No worries. No worries at all. When do you think I should follow back up with you?
Today's Tuesday. Did you have to work yesterday? You probably did.
I did.
Today's Tuesday. How about you follow up with me on Thursday?
Okay. Sounds good. And is around the same time what's best for you, Holly?
Let me just see what I have on Thursday. Hold on. No, I have a 3 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay. I'm in the office at 7 a.m. Pacific time, so I can work around you.
Let's do something at, I have a 10:30. What's this 11? What the heck? Let's just call it noon. I usually try to get out in the afternoon and hike with my dog, so let's call it noon. I'm usually sitting at my desk at noon.
Okay. I'll give you a call at noon, and we'll see where you guys are at.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I get it on my calendar so I see it there. Otherwise,
I'll send you you know what I think happened? Because they called me, and they were like, she wants to make sure that this is on the calendar, they sent it to his email address, the calendar invitation.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't have it, and I was like, I remembered. I thought I put it on there myself, but I guess I didn't. So, yeah, send me a calendar.
I'm going to send it to you right now. Yeah, give me just a second here. It's going to have Jerry's name on it only because he is the account holder in his name. And then I'll send it to the holly_snyder@comcast.net, and you should get it through the email, okay?
Perfect. That'll work for me. Then I have it on my calendar, and I'll see it.
Right. Okay. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I really hope that I answered all your questions.
Yeah, I have your email now, and I have a file for Local Splash, so if I have any questions, I'll email you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time. I will talk with you soon, okay?
Yeah, you too, Amy. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.